We'll bring this meeting of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska into session. It is Tuesday, January 11th, 2022 at 6 p.m. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Jim DeBoer.
Might help if I unmute, sorry.
There you go, Jim, you're all set.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, Jim. And ceremonial matters tonight. I do have one ceremonial matters, and that is to present a certificate of service to Laura Bilow for her service on the school board. And want to thank Laura for her time on the school board. And Kim, if you could arrange for that certificate to get sent to Ms. Bilow.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Kim, please call the roll.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert.
Present.
Morrison.
Present.
Ryan Howe.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Pasanka.
I'm here as well. Persons to be heard, Section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disturbing a meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by the majority vote of the assembly. Kim, do we have anybody for persons to be heard tonight?
I don't have anybody signed up. I just had the letter that was submitted from Zachary Taylor regarding ordinance 1016.
Thank you. I did receive a copy of that letter, and I do believe that I will raise that for Mr. Taylor at the time that we discuss that item. So okay. Is there anybody online that would like to be heard tonight? Okay, not hearing anyone. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, any conflicts of interest tonight? All right, hearing none, moving on to the consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
Moved by Gilbert.
Morrison second.
Seconded by Morrison, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka.
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report. Jeff, do you want to go ahead and give your report, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So just kind of want to touch on a couple things tonight. So first thing is the generator that we approved last time for the airport. That was purchased, and the design fees were paid for the installation with the remainder of the COVID money, and then all of the CARES Act funding has been expended. So that that finished off that account, and we were able to get it purchased in time. And the deadline for that was December 31st, so we met that deadline.
So then we are all clear in terms of that's the design, the installation, the everything is wrapped up in that one price coming out of that grant, correct?
It's not. It's just the design and the purchase of the generator. So we have to have the design before we can do the install. And there's no way we can get the design done and know what the costs for the install were before we did it. Before we have the design.
So we are going to have to come back to the assembly for additional funds to pay for the installation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I also want to kind of, over the past couple weeks with all the cold weather, we've definitely been using a lot more energy. And so that kind of prompted just kind of a review from us for our generator usage and just generators in general, as far as where we're at. Right now, just overall, SEPA provides our power, but if we have to go on emergency generator, I just kind of want to give the assembly an overview of kind of where we're at with our generators and and what our capacity is and what we're doing. So currently, if we're right around, you know, at or above 40 degrees, which is kind of where we are right now, we run around 6.5 megawatts. When temperatures drop in the low 20s and teens, and then kind of what they were over the past few weeks, it's around 9.5 megawatts is kind of the peak of where we're at. With where we're currently at, with generators 1 and 5 currently both being down, we're at a capacity of 6 megawatts. So if we lose SEPA power right now, we're just a little short on current power that we're able to produce for the city based on what the demand is. Generator 1 is currently under maintenance right now. So they did show up from the approval that we had last time to get the generator 1 fixed. They are here currently, and that work is scheduled to be complete on Thursday of this week. So we'll be doing a test run on Thursday and then providing load to SEPA to actually test run generator 1. When that's done, we'll have 8.5 megawatts that we'll be able to produce with our generators. So we'll still be a little down if on cold temperatures, but what we'll be able to meet. Just as a FYI as well, with the cold temperatures that we've had, typically between us and Petersburg, the total amount that SEPA provides us is 23 megawatts. And then we've been supplementing SEPA. Anything above 21, our guys were going on standby watch. So we would start up the generator, and then if it got to 22 megawatts, then we would then start a generator to supplement SEPA. And then we alternated with Petersburg. So we were 2 days on, and then they were 2 days on, and then we were 2 days on, they were 2 days on, just to be able to make sure that we met the loading for what SEPA could produce. We just provided extra capacity beyond the 23 when they needed it. So that's kind of where we're at. And during the cold temperatures, we did run the generator for 14 hours to supplement SEPA during that time. So along with that, and just kind of from an overview that I wanted to provide the assembly, is just kind of an overview for our generators and our and where we're at with our generators from a like the 30,000 foot level and the big perspective of the work we need. And I know we've come back, you know, especially for generator 1 and generator 5 to, and we have another one today because there's some different costs that we didn't account for that we'll ask for on one of them. But that's just to get generator 1 and generator 5. That still doesn't fix our overall problem that we have with our generators. When all of our generators are, whenever we get 1 and 5 up, our generation capacity is going to be right at 11 megawatts. Whenever the temperatures are really cold, we could probably run around 9.5 to 10, but the problem we have is our system was designed with all the internal components that from our generators to the wiring to the terminal buses and then out to the transformers was all designed for 8 megawatts. So we have capacity to generate 11, but our internal wiring can only support 8 going to our out to our transformers. So we're still down the road, and this is what I have the guys working on now, is to develop the project and the overall cost of what it's going to be to actually get all the internal wiring and everything else done so that our internal wiring can match what we can actually produce and what the demands are for the city. So I just kind of, again, wanted to give an overall perspective of kind of where we were at. And that way we're not continuing to come back and just kind of piecemealing this along. I just want an overall project, and then we can offer some different scenarios down the road as far as if we want to piece it out, if we want to go for the all of it, or and then what that also allows us to do with all of the grant money that's out there. I wanted the overall project cost so that then for the grant money that is out there, we can then apply for the grant money. But I want to make sure that what we design is designed to actually handle the load that we have. We can at certain times, if we needed to, at really, really cold temperatures, we can't exceed some of those thresholds because it's colder, so our wires won't heat up as much. So there's things we can do, but our stuff should be designed for what we're able to produce, and that's kind of where I want to get to. Were there any questions on the power generation before I move off of that?
I do, Mayor.
Robert, go ahead, yeah.
Will the ratepayer experience an increase due to the use of our generators to support this peak output?
I'll have to defer. I'm not sure. Assemblymember Gilbert, I'll have to check on that. I can't remember if we do actually do a fuel surcharge or not, but I don't believe so, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'll have to verify on that to get back with you.
Okay, thank you.
This is not the only time we've done this, Assemblymember Gilbert. We've done this in the past with peaking issues. And I do not believe that there was any ratepayer increase. But you will remember about 3 years ago, I raised as a discussion point with the Assembly, creating a rate stabilization fund for just such activities that when we get into peaking, then we pull from our rate stabilization fund. And we may want to consider that again. I know it didn't really go anywhere, but if we have a certain fund of money and we have a disaster or an issue where we need to fire up our generators and we can't give people time to modulate their own loads, or it's in the dead of winter like it was and everybody's right. Just trying to stay warm, we can offset or completely absorb those additional diesel generation costs. And I know that we, with the 1 cent increase, perhaps there's room within that 1 cent to do a fractional adjustment towards a rate stabilization account. Might be something, it'd be interesting to have that brought forward.
Agreed.
Yeah, any other questions?
Anybody else have any other questions for Jeff? I'm not seeing anything. Jeff, got anything else okay. On your list there for us?
I do, just a few more things I kind of want to go through. But I did talk to Petersburg Borough Manager, and one thing I kind of wanted to start working with him on is to try to get kind of a mutual aid agreement between our two different boroughs. So in case of emergency, we have something in place, more from a financial standpoint, that we could kind of just lay it out that if they need assistance, here's what they would pay for, and here's what we'd pay for. If we need assistance, here's what we would pay for, here's what they would pay for. So just kind of laying it out from a financial standpoint, but just looking at some type of mutual aid agreement, if we needed assistance from each other, how we would do it. Not that it would be mandatory, but if, you know, just how it would be laid out from a financial standpoint. So that's what I really wanted to discuss with him, and they were definitely in agreement. So we'll be working towards that. With the windstorm, we have our windstorm application brief on next Tuesday, and we need that training or that briefing before we can actually start asking for the reimbursements. So once we get that done, then we'll start filling out all the paperwork for the from the state for the declared emergency. So it'd be nice to get some relief on a lot of the money that we'd spent and try to backfill some of our accounts where we took money from. And then the snowfall over the past couple of weeks, and then all the icing that we had. Just wanted to say that we definitely had a lot of overtime put in from all of our public works. Actually, all of the crews kind of worked together hand in hand, backfilling each other, trying to keep up with all the fall and the icing conditions over the past few weeks. And now that the weather has warmed up a little bit, we've got the rains. I just want to say they did a great job clearing out all the drains to avoid all the flooding. So I just want to give a kudos to those guys for the amount of work they put in, and just also clearing out the drains as well, so we didn't have the flooding events that I was worried about. And then today they were actually repairing some broken water lines, so that some of the things that had frozen up, and they're out repairing those as well. So it's been a busy couple of weeks, and just want to say thanks to those guys. And that was all I had.
Thanks, Jeff. Does anybody have any specific questions for the city manager? I'm not seeing any. I believe, Clerk Lane, you are up.
Okie doke. Other than what's in my report, I really don't have anything to add, except for the OMA training and parliamentary procedure training that we had scheduled for the 8th. We're just going to look at rescheduling that. So I will get with the assembly to see what dates will work best for you, and then work with the attorney for when he can come down and do that training.
Excellent. Any questions for City Clerk? Hearing none, we'll move on to mayor and assembly business. Does anybody have any reports or things they'd like to bring up tonight? Okay, hearing none. Mayor and assembly appointments. There are none tonight. Public hearing, A, ordinance number 1015 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.05.020, order of business, and to repeal and reenact section 3.05.100, reconsideration of the Wrangell Municipal Code. So with that, I will declare the public hearing open. Sorry, I just need to get to my sheet here. I apologize, folks, I went to the wrong place. There we go. All right. And is there any administrative report on this? Kim?
Sure. So just like I reported at the last meeting, so this is the public hearing and hopefully the adoption of this ordinance being brought forward so that resolutions and the first readings of ordinances can be placed under the consent agenda. Of course, that does not mean that the assembly, if they want to discuss or address an ordinance or a resolution or anything for that matter under the consent agenda, that they cannot, that they can say, you know, just make a motion to have that done, and then it would be placed under unfinished business for consideration. And also any resolutions that require a public hearing, for instance, like the ones that have fee schedules, if they require a public hearing, then they will go under public hearing. They will not even be put under the consent agenda at all. And that's stated in the ordinance. And then the other part of this ordinance is to repeal and reenact the motions or the procedures rather for reconsideration. This just cleans it up, makes it easier to read, makes it easier to follow. And I'm really excited about this one.
Okay, thanks, Kim. Is there anybody on the line tonight that would like to speak specifically to this item 11A? I'm hearing none. And with that, I will close the public hearing. And there is a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 1015.
Moved by Ann.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Discussion. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Yeah, this would be a question for Kim, I guess. I was just wondering again on the process to move a consent agenda item back to the unfinished business. What's the process for that again?
So if there's something on the consent agenda that any assembly member, so say if you wanted that to be considered or you wanted to discuss it, you would, under the consent agenda, when that came up, you would say, I want to make a motion to remove item 6B, which is resolution, whatever it is, from the consent agenda and place it under unfinished business to be considered separately. And I am going to, if this does get approved, I am going to, in Municode, I'm going to add to that area of the agenda the process, so that it's easier for the assembly to see that, because I can explain it now, but when it comes time, it may be a little confusing.
And would that be a vote then to allow that move or?
Yes.
Okay.
And Kim, would it be possible to, I think one of my worries is it might get a little bit lost in there because we're so used to the consent agenda being simply housekeeping items. That maybe what we do is we have right up front, if we have, you know, a motion that's picked particular to this now, that we can see it easily up front and don't have to wait through 50 items on the consent agenda. Would that make sense?
I'm sorry.
Or put it right up front, I guess what I'm saying, so it's easy for.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll have it right. Just like I have persons to be heard, I have the verbiage. Right after where it says consent agenda, I'll have that verbiage right after that. So it's easy.
But I'm thinking specifically to items too, right? If we have an item that's falling under this.
Oh, boundary, sure.
Just I if can you could that. Put, yeah. And then that way, if that tweaks for somebody and they go, oh, I don't know if I want that on the consent agenda, they can get there, read it, and kind of get a better understanding. So if it needs to be moved or they need clarification prior to the meeting, that might be helpful.
Sure.
I know we should way through every inch of the packet, but I'm all right. Any other questions for Kim? Hearing none. Paul, could you call the roll, please, Kim?
Sure. Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Item 11B, ordinance number 101, Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 15.12.192, 15.12.200, 15.12.210, and 15.12.215 in Chapter 15.12 Electricity in the Wrangell Municipal Code. Oh, sorry, this is a public hearing. I'm waiting for a motion. I'm going to be here a while. I'm thinking you guys are really asleep at the wheel tonight. Nope, it's me. All right, and this is a public hearing. And with that, I'll declare the public hearing open and look for an administrative report. Jeff?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is just the second reading so that we could increase the rates to match with what SEPA has increased theirs, and also the additional amount for the extra costs that we incur as well. So the 1 cent going from what we currently have by an extra cent.
Right, and so specifically just for folks at home, this is a quarter of a cent that SEPA has raised, and then 0.75 of a cent for our operations, just so we're clear.
Correct.
Okay, is there anybody online tonight that would like to speak to this matter? All right, hearing none, I will close this public hearing and entertain a motion.
Recording in progress.
Move to approve ordinance number 1016.
Moved. We have a second. Moved by Powell.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. And we'll go into discussion in a minute. Kim, was that you that just did the recording thing?
That was me. Sorry, I didn't know that would.
It was me. We're not being hacked or something here.
Just me.
Russian would pop up on my screen. All right, discussion on the item. Anybody have any questions or comments? Assemblymember Morrison.
I just have one. You were saying the quarter of a cent is the SEPA raise and the 0.75 cent was our raise for operations, but it's also as a buffer for when SEPA raises their rates again, which we anticipate in the fall, correct?
Yeah, but I think it would be disingenuous to just say we're raising ours now in anticipation of them raising theirs, because we're going to have a year of increased revenue from the raised rate. Mm. So I guess you could look at that and say, I'll also say I don't remember quite Assemblymember Powell stating it that way, but I won't speak for Assemblymember Powell. When he made that motion, I believed it was more along the lines of we need to be raising our rates and this is an opportune time. But I don't want to speak for David, but that's my memory of it. I don't ever remember us saying specifically this is in anticipation of future raises from.
Maybe not. I know we kind of discussed around it. So yeah, I stand corrected.
Okay. I just want to be really clear, because we may get to that point. Maybe obvious that we may be already lower than where we need to be. And I don't want to, down the road, get an assembly in trouble. Other questions on that item? Yeah, Assemblymember Gilbert.
Just a kind of a criticism for SEPA. I would appreciate that they'd give the communities advance notice. I know that there were rumblings about an increase, but this goes into effect for the public next month, correct? So, and we had only a month or so notice, so.
Yes. And first I'll let Jeff answer the question. When exactly does it go into effect?
January 20th.
20th, okay. I will speak to that, Assemblymember Gilbert. Yes, I was surprised. We had been talking, an increase had been proposed December of last year. and the board shut it down because we didn't have enough time to adequately prepare the communities. So I think you guys will remember I came back on numerous occasions and said, a rate increase is coming. I don't know how much, but a rate increase is coming. And I've sort of been saying that in meetings, but I guess I wrongfully assumed that there would be something official from SEPA saying, hi, on such and such a date, the SEPA rate, you know, the board is going to be meeting and will vote to raise it this much. So you should anticipate that raise. Both Petersburg and Ketchikan, their budget cycles don't line up where ours line up, and they had put it in their budget just in anticipation. Our budget lines up for a June budget, so you know we were way far away from knowing what it was going to even be at that point. So with that said, I have raised it as a concern, and the board was very understanding when I explained that we just can't move that fast and we didn't know what it was going to be and it has to go through a couple of readings, and they were very understanding and put it off till this point. So I will work very hard to make sure that there's better communication to the city managers. I will also say, I don't know exactly what was said to the former city manager. Like I'm not privy to what the lead up was aside from my board involvement, if that makes sense.
Oh, and then just to follow up, the dead of winter, in my estimation, opinion, is not a good time to raise electrical rates. A better timing would benefit all communities, I believe.
Yeah, and I think that just comes down strictly to budget cycle, but I'll raise it as well, too.
Thank you.
I have time, for sure. Other questions or thoughts? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
The board?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, item 12, unfinished business. There is none. Item 13, new business, 13A, resolution number 0-22-1655 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating signatories on behalf of the borough in transactions with Wells Fargo Bank, First Bank, and other financial institutions, and establishing rules for endorsements.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1655.
Moved by Powell.
Second by Morrison.
Thank you. Jeff, do you want to, or Jeff or Kim or Mason? I'm not sure who this is.
You can give it a whirl if you're okay with that. So this resolution essentially was brought forward so that the signatories, the check signers for the borough were identified and could be identified rather. And then it also allows for at least one or just one of the signatures when check signing to be by rubber stamp. Mason did check with our auditors and I sent them a copy of the resolution and they did ask if we had something in place that said we had to have two signatures and the answer is no. It's our understanding they don't have a problem with it. I ran this by our attorney and he was good with it as well.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions for Kim? All right. The only question I have, Kim, is I know I've had a signature stamp in my previous job and two people were designated and allowed to use it. And what I did is set up a book where every time it was used, the person signed. In terms of what it was being used on. If it was a series of checks, they would just write series 157 to 259. And so I could go back and look in the book and see how my signature stamp was being used. And then it also allowed me that if something came back and I questioned why on earth I would have ever signed that, I had the book to go back to relate to. So I don't know if that's a function that you guys want to have for just follow up and auditing.
I'll check with Mason to see if he wants to check with the auditors to see if that's something they would suggest. And also I can check with the other municipalities that I saw do this and see if they do something similar. That's a good idea.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Sure. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
The board?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. I think Ann just gave COVID to her. All right, item 13.
Don't even go there.
Resolution number 01-22-1656 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1656.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second it.
Looks like Morrison seconded it. Correct, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, for some reason I'm not hearing you, Ann, but.
Oh. Yes.
Now okay, yes. I got you. Yeah, I saw your lips moving. I just assumed you were second. Okay, Jeff or Carol?
Yes, so thank you. Back in December, you all approved the project to apply for the recreational facility HVAC upgrades. This has given us sort of a month to work through what the budget is. This resolution is required by the grant program that it basically authorize, you all are authorizing us now officially through resolution to make the application to the grant for about $806,000. There is no match requirement for this CDBG COVID grant. We are showing a $30,000 match from 2014 when we did sort of an assessment back then. We've been talking with the engineer and there's some changes and other things that need to be made. So there'll be about 2 months worth of engineering as part of this project. But anyway, this is just the authorization of what you approved in December.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions? All right. I'm not seeing any. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item 13C under new business resolution number 01-22-1657 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of the personnel policy and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1657.
Moved by Powell.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. All right. Jeff, do you want to walk us through that one? I think you're on mute there, Jeff. We're all getting used to this Zoom thing again. Hopefully we'll be done soon.
Yeah. Well, if Carol could handle that, that would be good.
Okay, thank you, I will. So during the negotiations, there were four items. There's some other things that need to be addressed in personnel policy, but these were more cash related items that really do directly impact all employees. And the Assembly in the past has always wanted the union and the non-union to receive the same benefits. So there is one that pertains to the sick leave cash out if you're changing positions or retiring, if you've been with the city for 15 years or longer. There's an increase in the swinging graveyard shift hours, callback work hours, and then how we're going to be doing payroll moving forward. So these four items we're requesting that we go and amend the existing personnel policies to address what was approved within the CBA. And then we'll deal with the other ones as we amend the personnel policies as a whole. The ones dealing, the language in the resolution that deals with the sick leave cash out is not exactly the same language that was in the CBA because there were differences in interpretation. So here in this resolution that's going into the personnel policy, that language is trying to clarify what the intent was by the borough at the time.
Okay, any questions from assembly members? I have a question. Have you spoken to the union about that?
About what?
About the issues with intent?
You all resolved that, I believe, at the end of the negotiations, and that's there were some language changes when you all approved the CBA.
I just wasn't sure what issues you were referring to. I didn't know if these
interpretation of some of things, how it was written, but I think you all addressed it.
Okay. I want to make sure that because we're not being specific here, and I have a hard time voting on something when I don't know the specifics. Are these I know there were some issues that we resolved. I just want to make sure that those were the issues, because what I don't want to do is basically put something in place for our non-union and that, because I know there were some other issues that were raised along the way. So Jeff, these are just strictly the issues that the union signed off on?
Correct, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it goes right through, for the leave and everything else as far as how the reimbursements would be, and then overtime, callback time, that's what addresses.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to make sure.
And Mayor, Mayor, these are the monetary issues that were addressed with the CBA.
No, I know Jeff had raised some other concerns with me that he was going to address.
Okay.
And I wanted to understand what concerns we were at. So, all right, we'll go forward. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Oh, and you're on mute there?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Okay. So item 13D, resolution number 01-22-1658 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the streets fund by transferring $15,000 from the general fund to the street fund and authorizing its expenditure for contracted services.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1658.
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert, moved by Powell. Jeff, do you want to walk us through this one?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So originally in the beginning of the fiscal year, our budget was $20,000 for this account. As we've gone throughout the year, a couple of things have happened that weren't accounted for in this budget. One of them was we got some bills from last fiscal year that we were billed for that weren't addressed whenever we originally built out the budget for this particular line item. And then a couple other things as far as the storms that hit, those all mainly affected the street budget. So with the windstorm and some of the other events, this is the one that got hit the most. So we're looking to increase that budget for the rest of the fiscal year to be able to supplement that account. And then as we do go back and try to get the disaster funding, this is where we try to put it back into, is to reimburse the general fund if we do get the supplemental funding for the disaster relief.
Thank you. Any questions for Jeff? Not seeing anything. So Kim, call the roll, please.
Sure. Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13E, resolution number 01-22-1659 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget by transferring $22,464 from the Municipal Light and Power Fund reserves to the Generator Unit 5 Improvement Capital Project account and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 01-22-1659.
Moved by Gilbert, we have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Jeff?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. So back in November, we had resolutions that approved two different projects. One was the controls for generator number 5, and the second one was actually for the center section overhaul for number 5 generator. Whenever they initially did the bid, they didn't account for Davis-Bacon wages. So it's got to be prevailing wage which is Davis Bacon. They didn't bid on it that way. It was, so whenever they gave the initial estimates, it was based off of their numbers for what their labor rates were. So whenever we clarified them, that it was over $25,000, that is what's required. They came back at the higher price. So we just have to account for that increase in wage. I will say that whenever we initially put this in the agenda item, the numbers for EPS for the controls, so the $21,118, that's directly from EPS. So that's their increase for the prevailing wage. The numbers from MSI for the center section overhaul, we never got clear numbers from them. So I'm not, it's not going to be this number, the $1,346. It's going to be more than that based on prevailing wage. They just haven't gotten back to us on what that's going to be. And so we shouldn't have had this in here because we didn't know the number. So that's my fault for having it in here without knowing it. But EPS for the controls at $21,118, that's the increase for our controls project. For MSI, we're going to have to come back once they get us the actual prevailing wage rate, which roughly is going to be probably about the same amount as what EPS is. That's what we're going to have to wait for whenever we have those.
So just for procedure here, Kim, should we just table this to either a special meeting or our next regular assembly meeting in its entirety for when we have the new information? Jeff, maybe you want to weigh in if it needs to be broken down, an amended motion that brings, if you want to get parts ordered or something. I don't want to hold you up on this project, but I just need some guidance sort of on a procedural aspect there.
So if we kept it the way it is right now, I mean, the money is still going to go towards MSI. We would just subtract out. So if we did approve this as it's written, then the 1346 would be just applied towards the additional costs that we're going to have from MSI for the rest of the work. So we could do it that way. As far as reducing it down just to the 21,118, I would ask Kim on how that would be done.
So procedural wise, if we want to make it really clean, then a member can make a motion to amend the resolution. If you'd like to remove MSI from the resolution and to change the amount to the correct amount, or if there is no rush, we could just postpone this item and bring it back and have them both be on the same resolution, same budget amendment. That would be the cleanest, the latter.
More importantly to me, Jeff, does that meet your guys, the needs of the folks doing this work?
If we can get the controls project moving now, we're guaranteed at that price. So the more we delay it, I'm just worried that it could come back higher.
Right. Then that's what I needed to know. So let's do an amendment to the motion, the resolution. And so quickly, can somebody give me the new number that we're going to be looking at there? And we're going to amend it to say that we will come back for the other portion of it, correct?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it's the EPS and it's for $21,118.
$21,118. And we will revisit the other portion, which was the MSI, correct? Once we get prevailing wages. So we're going to, Kim, do you want us to table or just strike?
So if a member can make a motion to amend the resolution to remove MSI and to reduce the requested amount to $21,118.
Perfect. That sounds good. Can I get a member to do that?
I'll move to amend the resolution or the motion to remove MSI amount of $1,346 and have the motion reflect a total amount of $21,118.
I'll second that.
And it's seconded by Morrison. So we are now going to discuss the motion as made. Is any discussion from anyone? Seeing and hearing none, Kim, call the roll on the amendment, please.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell? David Powell? Yeah.
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple? Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And now we are on to discussion of the amended motion. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the project as amended? Hearing none, please call the roll on the amended motion.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
And yes, item 14, attorney's file available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session A, executive session to discuss the possible land acquisition.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310(c)(1) that we recess into executive session and invite the borough manager into the session to discuss matters in which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically to discuss the possible acquisition of land.
Second.
Gilbert, we have a second.
I'll second
by Powell.
Wow, okay.
I think whoever, my audio is really choppy tonight, I'm sorry. We'll go with Powell on that one. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes, assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, and Kim, could I please get you to resend me that executive session Zoom site? For some reason, I just looked and it's not popping up for me.
Does anybody else need it?
Yes. Jim.
It looks like Jim DeBoer does.
I can't find it either.
Yeah, can you send it to your personal, Jim?
Thanks.
Yes, please.
Okay, so we will recess into executive session. Thanks, everybody.